I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey folks, welcome back. This is KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott. He's Alex, and I apologize for coughing so much in the first segment, but I'm gonna whine. I don't care. Look, Alex, last night
what?
I started thinking about this COVID thing, kind of, and allowing fans in the stands and all this, and I kind of started having anxiety about it. And then I came up with a solution.
Which is
because there are going to be people who are still going to wear a mask, and there are going to be people who are like, I'm not going to wear a mask.
Well, and the Jazz might, look, even though there might be a mask mandate lifted, the Jazz might say, hey, yeah, we'll fill up the stadium. Everybody has to wear a mask
all the time.
Unless, of course, you're dunking your nachos, you can dunk your mask down for two and a half seconds.
Active eating or drinking, right? It's like on the airplane.
Look, which I think is funny. Everybody has to put their mask up, and then they hand you a whole bag of food.
Yeah. So here's my solution.
Yeah, what?
You have a no mask section. So everyone's like stuck in a corner, or you have to go outside. They have a designated mask area where
you can stand around and talk to each other about
without a mask on.
Conspiracy theories.
Yes. Yeah.
What we can do. It's like make it. What you have to do is you have to have it like a Lucite box, like the old airport where they have smokers.
The smoking section, right? Yeah.
So people walk you, and all these masked people are just breathing on each other. Yeah. Or
can't come within 25 feet of this building.
Fine. I get it.
If the Jazz say
everybody can show up, everybody's got to wear a mask, though, if we're going to have 18,000 fans in here.
They probably could, too, because it's their building.
Yes.
Their business.
I don't know what the science is on how long we're going to have to keep the masks on, even after all of the... Show up with your look. First 10,000 with their vaccine card with both punches on it get to come in. Right? That's how we're going to do it. All right. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is BYU insider Mitch Harper for KSLSports.com, and we've got a couple of things we want to talk to Mitch about tonight. We're going to start with our first full week of spring practices. Mitch, what do you think about Mike Conley being picked as an All Star, as the third All Star, and the Lakers only have two guys picked?
It's a little bit slanderous to me. Too much slander, but I think it's a great thing for the Jazz. They deserve it. Number one team in the league, they deserve it.
Oh, that's a pity. That's
Mitch
a pity
Harper.
You deserve it. That's a pity, Laker. You deserve it.
I didn't play with the Jazz when I was playing NBA Jam as a kid. Come on.
We're coming after you, Mitch Harper.
I can't wait. All the guys at Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow when they all show up with their like Laker gear on. And like have their Laker prayer or whatever it is that they do, like as a team. I just wonder how they're going to feel about when the Jazz beat them in the Western Conference Finals after they've already beaten the Clippers. All of LA shall feel our wrath. All right, Mitch. First full week of spring football practice for Kalani Sitake's team. Have they already named a quarterback as starter for the fall?
No starter yet. But the thing is, I do feel optimistic that. by the end of spring ball, that they're going to, you know, trim this thing down from four to two guys. And I think, you know, I still believe that those two guys are Jaren Hall and Jacob Conover. I feel like they are the closest things that BYU has to Zach Wilson in that quarterback room. But you know what? I really think they've gotten to a point with the top three guys that they just, they can't go wrong with this pick, in my opinion. I think that even Baylor Romney can win them a lot of games. I look at BYU's schedule that was released last week, and I feel like BYU can win nine games next year, even with seven Power 5 teams. Whoever, whichever one of these quarterbacks, whether it's Conover, Hall, Romney, I feel like BYU is in a position with the talent around them to win nine games this year. So I feel like, you know, Roderick and Kalani are in a great spot where I feel like they can't go wrong with this pick.
Unless Baylor Romney is just, like, so far ahead of everyone else, it's not even close.
I know. I see the Twitter.
He's not going to be the guy.
I saw the 60-yard throw.
He's just not going to be the guy.
On the video. Hold on. I saw the 60-yard throw, and, like, that was a highlight. And I'm going, yeah, he does throw the ball pretty easily down the field. Are we really just writing off Baylor Romney? And if that's the case, would he end up just leaving, or what does he do?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. The reason he's not going to be the starter isn't because he doesn't deserve it. It's because he won't leave. These guys, the transfer portal is, you know, is just so easy. And these quarterbacks are realizing, look, if I'm not getting a chance to play early, I got to move on. It's like when you're fishing a strawberry. If you're not catching fish, you move to another spot.
It all comes back to fishing a strawberry.
Well, it does. But another guy might leave. Like, one of these young quarterbacks might go, wait, I was kind of promised, I kind of think I'm better than all these guys, and I'm not getting the shot. I'm out of here. But Baylor Romney, he's kind of like, he's insurance for BYU. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, and this isn't a knock on anyone, but he's a guy that just, I'm a BYU guy, no matter what. I'm going to be here. And so you can give these other guys chances or opportunities, and maybe they have more of an upside. I don't know. What I'm curious about, though, Mitch Harper, you Laker, blah. I want to know, has there been any surprises? Like, is there anything good, bad, or kind of a surprise from spring football so far?
I think the biggest surprise is that the wide receivers seem like they're a group that is maybe farther ahead than scheduled than expected. And I think there's a lot of optimism that they're going to have that number one receiver, that being Gunnar Romney, but also the supporting pieces in Neil Powell and then Chris Jackson, a junior college transfer who, if you remember that Coastal Carolina, he made a costly mistake running 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
What do you mean 10? It was like 45 yards behind the line. Yeah. Jeez.
I was probably saying 10 yards.
Does BYU have extra wide receivers?
Even a guy like Cody Epps, who we're going to have on Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow, who is a freshman, a heralded high school All-American, I just think that group paired with the tight ends, Isaac Rex, Dallin Holker's going to come back from a mission later this month. I feel like the pieces around the quarterback, the offensive line, the wide receivers, they're all there's a lot of budding stars that are ready to break out this season, and I just get this sense from the coaching staff and the players that there's just this quiet confidence. They come off a season where they're 11-1, and no one's expecting anything of them this year. It's a nice spot to be in, and I think they're ready to surprise a lot of people.
My question was, do they have extra wide receivers? Because Utah didn't have a whole lot. And I was just wondering, maybe a guy could kind of slip up maybe here for, yeah, they, Utah's a little
get
short.
Get some transfers up, yes, up Utah's way if there's any extras down at BYU. What about on the defensive side of things? Because big guys moving out of the middle, of course, you think about Daw and Tonga, both gone. Those were huge parts of that defensive line. And an important part of what BYU's success was, being able to get some pressure off the edge. Are some of these younger guys able to come in and make a difference right off the bat on the D-line?
Yeah, that defensive line is going to be a question mark. There's a lot of bodies. I think that Tyler Batty and Uriah Leotow, one of the three seniors on the roster right now, that's going to probably be your starting defensive ends. I think that's going to be, those are going to be the guys when they line up against Arizona coming up on September 4th. And Tyler Batty is someone that Kalani and Tuiaki have loved for years. And you saw a little bit of a glimpse of the potential there with Batty in that four-week stretcher, you know, around the La Tech game where he had four sacks in 4 weeks. And I think he's going to be maybe the best pass rusher BYU's had since Jan Jorgensen. And that's been an area where BYU still lacked. I mean, last year they saw an uptick in the number of sacks, and I know that Tuiaki doesn't really value the sack as a important stat in his defense, but to me, that's still that's a premium. That's why the NFL covets finding elite pass rushers, and Tyler Batty, I think, can be that for BYU. He comes back from an ankle injury, and they're kind of keeping him, they're kind of bringing him back slowly. They don't want to risk anything, and that's been kind of a theme in spring ball, is that, you know, a lot of guys that are maybe experiencing nicks and bruises and injuries, they are just erring on the side of caution and giving a lot of the younger guys, maybe some walk-ons, opportunities to play in spring ball, because that's ultimately what this is about, is an opportunity to get those young guys some opportunity for development and improve that group. But Leiatua, Batty at defensive end, and then I think in the interior, to replace Kyrus Tung, you're looking at Caden Haas and Atunai Samahe, who was very serviceable, both those guys, as the primary backups to Kyrus the last 2 years.
Let's take the break here. Mitch is going to throw the football out of the room and grab a basketball. We're going to talk BYU hoops as the WCC tournament semifinal round coming up on Monday with the Cougs. If they win that one, they'll be in the final on Tuesday. And then the NCAA tournament. We'll see where the sky is in terms of BYU's limit in terms of basketball. See you right here with us. More to go. It is KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper stays with us next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.